Support for the Source Podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. In a few minutes, we're going to hear about how undocumented migrants pay taxes. But first, questions are being raised after affiliates of a neo-Nazi gang attacked a family in central Texas. Stephen Monticelli is an investigative reporter with the Texas Observer. He's been digging into the violent incident and what looks like an anemic law enforcement response. Stephen, welcome back to The Source.
Thanks for having me, David.
So lay out what happened that day in late June at the Don's Fish Camp in Martindale.
So Martindale, a city in central Texas where the San Marcos River runs through, was the location of an attack by a group of affiliates, members, and supporters of a neo-Nazi prison gang called the Aryan Brotherhood of Texas. They apparently attacked a group of family and friends who were celebrating a birthday while tubing on the river after a verbal altercation occurred in which allegedly the members, at least one of the members of the neo-Nazi gang, made a racially charged comment towards one of the members of the family group. Ultimately, at least two of the family group were injured in the fight, and one suffered a somewhat serious injury to their eye.
Now, this was documented. There was video. In your reporting, you say that the group said white power during the attack?
That's correct. There was eyewitness video that I was able to acquire after getting in contact with an eyewitness, and in the video, clearly you can hear someone who is believed to be a member of the neo-Nazi group yelling white power during the scuffle. And I have learned from police reports and eyewitness and victim testimony that police did arrive on the scene, but only one of the members of the neo-Nazi group were arrested and issued a citation, a charge for a misdemeanor for violent assault, and they were booked. But the remainder of the group that participated in the attack were not charged or even identified in any of the police reports. And we've identified at least six people who were perpetrators of the attack.
So also in your reporting, you say that the family that was there having trying to have a fun day along on the river, San Marcos River, that when, you know, there were things got heated, there was exchange of words, but then they threw their hands up and they said, we don't want to fight, we surrender, or whatever. It's like, we want to de-escalate this.
That's right.
But apparently the attackers, that's when they came in hard.
That's right. So a woman put her hands up and sort of, you know, put herself between this group and her son. And immediately after that, two different men who both have tattoos of various Nazi symbols associated with the Aryan Brotherhood of Texas, they swiftly came in. One pushed a bunch of people over, and another started striking the woman in the face with his fists. And the fight went on for at least around a minute, if not a little more.
And it was pretty violent. They were delivering a lot of punishment to these people.
Yes, two people were submerged underwater at one point in time. There were many punches thrown with apparent force, and we did publish a censored video that blurs the identities of the victims, so that people can see for themselves, you know, how brutal this attack was.
So, are the victims concerned about further retaliation?
They're definitely concerned about their safety. We chose not to identify them out of those concerns for safety. But simultaneously, you know, they spoke out because they believe it's important that these perpetrators be identified, because they fear that if they're not held accountable, they could, you know, do something like this again in the future.
Right. So that gets to the law enforcement response, which in your reporting shows that they have arrested one individual. In the police report, the report categorizes the assault as a gang-related crime motivated by anti-multiracial group bias. but only one person has been arrested, even though it's clear, according to the video, that this was more than one person was involved in the attack. So what's going on there?
It's unclear to me exactly why only one person was identified and arrested during the law enforcement response. I believe at least two different law enforcement agencies were on the scene, but ultimately only one individual was arrested. The constable would not comment further beyond stating that they had passed along the report to the district attorney, who has in turn passed it on to the prosecuting attorney. And I've been told that if further charges are warranted, they will be issued. But as of this moment, I have not received any updates on the case.
So, Stephen, you do a lot of reporting, and you keep a close eye on these types of attacks and these neo-Nazi groups across the state of Texas. Are you seeing, does this fit into a pattern?
Well, I think the data, although it may be imperfect, the data from Texas Department of Public Safety shows that over the past at least 6 years, as of last year when we had the latest data, hate crimes in the state of Texas have gone up every year. Nationwide, we've also seen a trend in an increase in extremist violence and political violence, in particular from far-right groups. And this is reported, for everybody from the Brookings Institute to the Anti-Defamation League. And so, I do think that there, according to the data, has been a growing trend of extremist violence over the past several years, and there's a number of factors that are contributing to this, but two that are repeated by many experts are the rise of social media and the increase in heated political rhetoric.
I don't know if you're following what's going on in England right now with the attacks on people who are they consider something. There's white on immigrant attacks that are happening across England right now. And, it's chilling and it's awful and it's gross. And certainly we don't want to have that here. So do you think that we need to have a robust response whenever we have an anti-multiracial group bias attack, happening to a family that's just out trying to have a fun day at the river?
I think that, there's a time for trying to understand why people why people get to this point, why they become radicalized to commit this sort of violence for racial motivated reasons. But there's also a point in time in which we just must say unequivocally, this must be stopped. This cannot continue. And there's no place for that in our society. I think the response from Don Sishkamp has been somewhat heartening in that they claim, that these folks, these individuals that were involved in this fight and perpetrated the violence will no longer be welcome. I do think that if we want to put an end to intolerance, you somewhat have to paradoxically be intolerant to certain forms of intolerance.
Stephen Monticelli is an investigative reporter with the Texas Observer. He's written an article about an affiliated group of people to a white supremacist gang attacking a family as they were enjoying a day in the San Marcos River. And I appreciate you coming on board today and getting us up to date, Stephen. Appreciate it.
Thank you again.
We're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how the people pay taxes even though they're not citizens. They're undocumented. How does that happen? How much is that? This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Support for TPR comes from Jingu House in the Japanese Tea Garden, featuring Asian cuisine with a San Antonio twist. Open for lunch 7 days a week. View the menu at jinguhousesatx.com.